Shaylee Peters here with you for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we're visiting with Cherry County Extension Educator Jay Jenkins on the importance of communication when it comes to establishing grazing leases.
Thanks, Shaylee. As you know, grazing leases play an important role in American agriculture. It's important that lease agreements are fair. Agreements that treat both parties fairly have more staying power. Good lease agreements are built on shared goals and clear and open communication. There are a lot of decisions to make when you're setting up a lease. You need to decide who does what. You also need to decide who pays what expenses and decide on subleasing, landowner access, hunting rights. And I still haven't even talked about the big three: price, stocking rate, and what are you going to do if disaster happens? These are just the start. There are a lot of things to think about when drawing up a lease agreement. Ag Lease 101 has a publication called Pasture Rental Arrangements for Your Farm. It's a great resource. You can find it online at aglease101.org. As you can see, communication is vital to developing a good lease agreement, but it shouldn't stop once the lease is written. It's important to communicate early and often throughout the course of the lease. When communication falters, both the rangeland and the landowner-tenant relationship suffer.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska update from the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.